this is Josh Dubow from AP. So what attracted you to the Raiders at all? What other team and what other teams were you talking to before making this decision?
You know, we had a few preliminary conversations with Green Bay and Denver, and conversations with the Raiders, and you know, they called me out for the visit for the workout. And you know, I come in going over to the West Coast. Got friends and family over there, but I looked over all the organization and where they're headed, where they want to go, and everything that they have lined up, and I think that it'll be a good fit for me to be a part of the organization and help build this team.
Did Levi Daniels rescue Nation? Did having Greg Olsen with the Raiders play any role in your choosing to come to the team?
I think any player would say it's always a thumbs up to be around a coach that you has been around you for a period of time. They know you. They know your work ethic. They know what you're going to bring to the table. He was a quarterback coach in Jacksonville, and now the offensive coordinator with the Raiders. That plays a role in being comfortable with knowing somebody. But you know, football. You're going to be issued a playbook, you know, you're going to be issued an opportunity to be on the field and showcase your talent. And, you know, when it comes to familiarity, regardless if you know a coach on the staff or know anybody, it's just an opportunity to go out and prove yourself. So, you know, that's what I'm excited to do. I'm excited to come help this team win some football games.
So, your production last year was a little – it was definitely less than it was your first couple years in the league. What went on last year in Jacksonville? Was just a matter of the blocking not doing the job? Why do you think you weren't as successful last year?
I always take ownership of, you know, if things go well, it's the offensive lineman. If things go bad, it's because I didn't do a good job. That's my mentality. That's how I've always been since Pee Wee football, and it's not going to change now. But we as an offense, we were not clicking on sync as we wish we could have, we should have. But that's all in the past. And, you know, we can't go backwards at all. I'm excited to be a Raider, and I'm excited what we're going to do.
You put on injured reserve. Did you re-injure that knee the next season?
Repeat that.
When you were put on injured reserve in 2011 with a knee injury, did you re-injure that knee in the next season?
Did I re-injure the knee in the next season?
Yeah.
I had a little setback, but it was nothing significant to miss a heavy dose of game time or anything. I'm 100% healthy. I came out of the season completely healthy, and I've been healthy the whole off season. So again, all injuries are in the past. That's a done deal. That's washed away. And again, you know, as I signed the contract and I talked to coach, I'm really looking forward more than looking what happened, what should have happened, what could have happened. We're looking what we control.
Hey Rashad, this is Paul Gutierrez from CSN California. How would you describe yourself as a running back? I mean, a lot of people want to put labels on backs, whether they're a power guy, a shifty guy, a zone running scheme guy. How would you describe yourself if you had to?
I like to describe myself as a complete back, a back that can protect the quarterback, pick up an offense, a running back that can catch out of the backfield, a running back that can get you first downs, a running back that can get you the long plays. And every down back, and as long as I've been playing the game, I've been practicing to become a complete back, and that's what I hold myself to.
What were your impressions of Darren McFadden from afar?
He's explosive. We played him 2 years, the last 4 years, getting a chance on the opposite sideline to watch him, and he's explosive, a patient runner. He knows the game, and I'm excited to work with him.
Breeze, so Drew give you any tips for living out here in the Bay Area?
Me and him real good friends. During the off season, my first 2 years in the off season, we lived with each other. down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and we trained with Pete Bomarino, and we got a chance to get to know each other real well, and I lived with him prior to the draft. So that's a good, long, dear friend of mine, and he, you know, he talking trash, you know. If you know anything about Maurice, he always got something smart to say. So, but he wished me well, wished me luck, and, you know, let me know that he has I have a connect in Oakland if I never need extra family or support. But, you know, everything is on the up and up. We're excited. And Maurice wishes me well. He called me, actually Maurice called me and was the first to tell me, you know, as soon as free agency started, he said, Rashad, you know, I've been playing the game for a while. I know what kind of talent you have, and you're going to get your chance again somewhere, and I know what you're going to do, so just be patient. You know, me and Maurice got a real good connection.
What was your impression of the Raiders just as an organization from afar, too?
What's my impression as the Raiders as an entire organization from afar?
Yeah, like just as a player in the NFL and somebody talked about the Raiders, what popped into your head?
Tradition pops in my head. Excellent, great fan base pops in my head. Eager and hungry team pops in my head. I think about blue-collar dirt, fighting, dirty yards. I think about backyard football when I think about the Raiders.
As you said, you think of the Raiders as being like a really a gritty type team. That seems to fit the mold of a lot of the players they're signing lately, you know, a lot of under-the-radar, hardworking, those to the grindstone type of guys. Is that how you would describe yourself?
Yeah, I'm always hardworking. I don't pay attention where I've ever been on anybody's radar, like from high school to college to pros, because it's irrelevant of the work that you got to put in. And I'm a firm believer, and you know, when opportunity presents itself, it's too late to prepare for it. So I'm the type of person that takes this game very serious. I stay in shape year round, and you know, I am a blue collar, hard nose, downhill kind of guy. So I'm looking forward to being in that environment where it's already expected.